Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. Everybody listen up, listen tight. This is a show for everybody involved. You are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. It's 11 o'clock on the dot. Please, get involved with us, what we're doing. We are 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Across from me, dozing, maybe my obnoxious sleeping sound is organic. Organic, wake up. Organic. We're on the air. It's going to be annoying. I'm going to be doing this throughout the entire program. Dang it. Anywho, Organic OK was the guy who picked me up. He was the guy who discovered me. He was the guy who personally helped me find salvation. I was living in McKinleyville at the time. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. And I was kicked out by my parents. They wanted me to get a job. But to do what? There weren't a lot of jobs out there available. They say go out and get a job, but things were bad. It was like McKinleyville. A lot of people didn't want to leave. They wanted to stay there. So there was no residency, and there wasn't real employment. Our town is so beautiful. Everybody coming out, they've always had a high crime problem. All they're going to do is become a criminal. But anywho, I don't think much about homeless people. I tried not to, because homeless people are homeless people. You understand what I'm saying? Now, we always wondered, we're always afraid we might turn out to be one of them. We're all afraid we're trying to walk the line every day. We're always afraid of falling off and never getting back. It's a sad thing. It is a sad, criminal thing. Anywho, how do I put this? Anywho, I found myself on the street. I was walking through town. I thought, maybe all this will blow over. Maybe I'll get my home back. Maybe I'll get something.
Organic, okay.
You remember? You picked me up. You found me. And basically invited me to join you in this expedition. You gave me the moniker DJ Butterfly Feces. And why? Because I've been on Blog Talk Radio before. I wasn't a DJ. I wasn't just a guy who pushed buttons and spun discs with a little bit of good nature in between. I was more than that. I was more than just a host. I was the guy who got on the soapbox, rant, and said what was wrong with the world, which is what I really think radio should be doing more than anything else. A voice for what's wrong. Anywho, remember, we were off. Now, in our last episode, we were in Dearborn. That's in Michigan. I made friends with somebody's stray dog. You remember that?
Yeah.
You advised me a little bit against that. Look, going up and petting dogs and animals, it can be basically as dangerous as letting anybody into your home and into your life. I know we're all sort of in this together. We're all just kind of people, but really, it's every man for himself. I pet that stray damn dog. That dog could have mauled me. I didn't know. So I knew not to do that from now on. Anywho, as we were in Dearborn, I picked up garbage and told people stories. Keep their spirits up. Keep their something. Before I know, we weren't going to stick around. We were off. We left Dearborn behind. It was a nice place to look at whatever, but I was like, where are we going next? And you told me, no, man, just wait. Believe me, it's going to be interesting. Anywho, what happened was, and this is the interesting part, there we were, back on, ready to do something. Like, I want to make a big splash. I want to go maybe if we have to go someplace that's interesting, but this is we're going to do next, and sure enough, there we were. Where are we? Boston, Massachusetts. Boston. New England man. New England. Well, they're basically known for living very Irish, really, and whatnot. And I gotta tell you something. It was painful. I'm seeing all these people on. For some reason, it was worse seeing these people on the streets. You know why? Because now we're going somewhere where there's snow, where it gets really, really cold up north. You know, it really is sad. But really, really.
Now,
no, that's the thing. You remember, there we were. We were in Boston. And what did I think of Boston? Well, I didn't think about that much. I knew Harvard was there. Harvard. As basically the locals pronounce it. And it's true. Harvard said it'd be the best school there is. But just because the best school, that doesn't mean that everybody... Is a Harvard graduate or even a Harvard scholar. It was even Harvard-like. I saw a lot of people on that street. And it was cold here. I'm like, why are we going somewhere where there's snow? He said, dude, you're whining a little bit about some snow here. Why don't you come? These people have to live here. How do you think they're doing? I don't want to be cold, too. Dang it. You need to stop thinking about your own amount of personal comfort for 1 minute. Remember what we're doing here. We're doing something. So as we walked up and down, whatever, like Boston. This is where the tea party was held, where they threw all the tea bags in the ocean. This is where Boston is. This is where Harvard is. This is where the leaves look especially beautiful while they change colors. What else is Boston famous for? Remember what you said? Beans. This town does need our help. Once again, went around picking up trash and whatever. But I tried to talk to the homeless people. Some of them reached out. Enough just to say, spare change for beer? Dang it all straight to you know where. This is... How do we help these people? I mean, I remember I came across one guy who told me that he didn't have a Boston accent. He wasn't really from Boston. He came over here to get money to go to medical school here in Boston, at Harvard. And dang it all, he kind of didn't make it. Now he's been stuck there ever since he got kicked out of his dormitory. He didn't have the money to try again next semester. Too many people like that. You know, dude, there's some places where college don't really cost that much, dude. It's paid for in government, whatever, because they want to get people educated. This wasn't that place, was it, Organic?
Well, there's a lot of components of that when we speak on things. See, what happens is we get familiar with things that are kind of like a template, right? Uh-huh. And this thing is unorthodox, where it's things that people know is like, okay. It's like, you know how, like, before a fruit tree grow fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone that'll know, they'll be like, man, that's just a dead tree, man. Why don't you just dig it up, man, or cut it down? It's, you know, beginning stages. It's going to have fruit. And so we kind of just like use everything as well. Scientifically, this is not accurate. And this sometimes things are beyond our knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we think we know everything because scientifically this is supposed to be accurate, it's things beyond that that's redefining the books, right?
Yeah.
All the time in history. So we have to say, even if we think we know, like, that's all, man. That's what the magic, man, a birth of greater moments is being connected, having the opportunity to be connected with something that is so powerful. If you're blessed to have that kind of infrastructure, you're not just going to be history. You're going to be the desire that fuels the interior of history. and you get to be this amazing thing. You think that, oh, man, I got to do all this extra work. Oh, man, I got to stay here and be thrown under this kind of scrutiny. Oh, my goodness, I don't think I want this kind of pressure, because I'm going through things that people that have all these degrees and all these expertise and knowing all this cannot truly, you know, live up to this kind of testimony. You come in, anybody know of opposition, people think that she didn't have any words, she didn't have any knowledge, she didn't have anything to go against the grain, because they just be grateful that anyone want to talk to them, even by the scraping, just trying to just figure out, you know, whoever throws something down, I should be grateful of just picking it up and just saying, oh, this is the best that anybody gave me, and just be grateful. Now, you should know that anybody that's out there, you should know this. Desires and your appetite has always been rewarding beyond the measurements that people are familiar with you having ability. You know, as you have moved through all these oppositions that people say, man, this guy's not going to do anything amazing. He's just another, just, you know. You know that it's a ability that you have. You've been molded into a greater moment of the harvest. All this preparating, you've truly seen, oh, man, I got so much more. And you seen this coming into your better part of another chapter, man. Now, the problems that people think you have got not just the directions, you know, the instructions manual of this. Now you have the true essence that the ancestors have discovered, and you get to be a part of another level of appreciation. I know they're like, man, this guy, he's winded, huh? But it's the truth that you get to truly not be lost in just being knowing, because people know a lot of something at moments, and then they can be so, you know, cocky and get a little something, and they forget that moment, right? And forget the moment, and they get complacent of knowing something for the moment and not realizing that how the changing is sometimes the people that look like they don't know nothing, and they're at the beginning of the harvest, and that's really how you move. That's what people, that's really truly moving into the greatness of time, move to places where people are have the desire and look like they don't know nothing, and they get into that space, and they truly become. But so much is a conflict, so much where people consider poor. Poor, emotionally drained, is so conflict, because you don't know what person that you come across is not drained. It's fuel beyond fueling, and coming out of that element of just birthing another level of greater attachment. And you are one of those people. People would just been throwing you down and saying, oh, he's not going to do nothing amazing. You are coming to a new level. And they don't even know it. They just think, and seeing this harvest where it's, this is your time. This is truly your time. This is Comedian Organic, okay? This guy is coming into something better than, you know, history have been showing people like him. And show him being some sidekick, you know, slow person that's never going to do anything. And he's, at this point in time, this is another rote story that is not going to turn out the way you think. Tell him.
Yeah. Another thing. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program. Cocoon from the microphone. Please, join this conversation. get involved. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Continue, really.
You know what? One thing. I have to admit this. It's a slot that you're going to have. I'm talking out there. I'm talking out there to the talk dudes. Right? This is DJ Butterfly CC's show. We got it. But I'm talking about talk dude. I'm talking about talk dude because talk dude is a person that people are going to get to know. Now, the DJ Butterfly CC's guy, we know DJ Butterfly, we've seen many people. We see many people today come out of the elements of DJ Butterfly CC's situations, right? Mm-hmm. And DJ Butterfly CC is a guy that so many people get this impression that this person is just a natural element. He's coming out. He's coming from a different part of the, you know, community, a town, and, you know, community. A lot of times, it's a very natural element. You know, these small towns where people have a very, they call it inbred kind of cross-contamination point of view. And he's going around kind of harvesting this point of view. And people, you meet them, they all seem to be, a lot of times they sound one way, and you meet them in person, and they have another kind of like, you know, donating to these nonprofit organizations. And they just, it seems to be having little neons and things that you can appreciate, you know what I mean? If you donated something, somebody don't have much money, it's just quality, they can find something nice, right? Because you have this resources. That's what it is, and you find some people. Some of the greatest people you find in history come from the small towns, man. And people know these people from small towns, man. They come with some amazing things on the table. Isn't that right, CeCe's?
Indeed. That's what we did there in Boston. Found some people who basically complained about what they call Barneys. And that's what they basically call those who are basically going to Harvard and whatnot. I found some vagrants on the street. I came across one I remember who said that he worked at Harvard as a janitor, and because of that he got to sit in classes, and he was saving up money so he can go there. I remember also coming across a family. Once again, they were living in their cars. It was nice that they got to do that. It was nice that they got to live in their cars and, you know, they didn't have to. What's the word I'm looking for? They didn't have to basically be in the street. Because, once again, it was nice that...
There was some Jehovah's Witness I was talking to on the street. And I was trying to get direction. I was like, ain't y'all from here? So, well, we don't stay around here. And it was just like, I feel like for some reason it was giving me the runabout. I feel like, you know, people get complacent of what people are, and they try to, in a sense, try to be held accountable for giving people the runaround. And so they try to give you, like, you know, it's like a, like, the woman that thinks she's the most attractive person in the room, and she is the most attractive reflection that it's dim in the light, right?
Mm-hmm.
One that's not even from there. And they see that this is not the best that it is. Why so often people say, why are we always reflecting on beauty? Because as fruit, as vegetables, as herbs, it is natural aura and a natural element that this is education is being presented to those that have the true drive, leverage free because this is politics. Things in place to throw the actual narrative of this is more important, this is it, this is it. And a lot of people, because the factor was going on, a lot of people have been destroyed for this, not having this, right? So if you just say, oh, listen to me. Don't say anything. Just be quiet. Keep everything in the order, everything in place. Keep people that don't have anything. Keep them lost. Keep them in slavery for the, you know, the stories that's in place. They'll never get the opportunity. All this work is being done. And someone that truly has a drive to get out of this, they're supposed to sit there and keep it. Think about how you think about in your life, Mr. Butterfly Feces. How many people you know that were just caught up in being told that this was the truth because they someone said it was and the congregation said this, hey, this is the law of the community. Don't change this structure. We keep all the oppressed people, we keep them feeling that they're ignorant because they don't have what we have. And we have been undermining them for all this time. And we got to just allow this, the nature element, just to be what it is. This was the law of the nature. They're just not smart enough. Think about all the people being lied to. We're going to sit there and say, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Now, let me ask you this question.
Go for it.
Okay. What is one of the things that you hear? How can you speak on somebody, how can you speak on a woman when there's no women in the room? How can a man talk about what a woman should be when there's no woman speaking on behalf of a woman? Now, this is the part that the natural elements of what it is come together, okay? Just as the person that planted seed in the soil, right?
Oh, yeah.
As you plant the seed in the soil, or think about this. Man, woman, are we the actual soil? We're the actual seed. We're not actually the seed. We're not actually the soil in that sense, right?
Yeah.
But the caring element, the freedom element that we express in our internal being, elements that connect to the life that's been zinning inside the soil by the effort that we put forth. When you are truly seeing the best herbs, soil, somebody is taking this accountability and understanding how much it's effort that you put forth, effort that you truly embrace what's going on, things that you see beyond what is going, right? If you take that approach, don't you think that the person that have the infrastructure of what's going on, a desire to see beyond the natural element of the moment that is invested into that ability, is redefining all the growth? But this is not a person that's actually living in the actual soil. Wouldn't something in the element of the soil say, how are you going to tell me how to grow? How are you going to tell you put me in the soil how that's going to work? For those that never succeeded in being that part of connecting with the vibration level, they will always be left short. For those that redefine in life, defined in changing the element, so defined in the cross-contamination of something, that you don't see the greater moments of connecting, and it's not contaminating. You're polluted in the infrastructure of something that is not healthy. Then that's what your frame of reference come to, right? But your limitations have been destroying the goodness of somebody that's not telling you from a space of contaminating the greatness that harvests inside of the essence of our a being of living life. When you're coming from a different place, you don't got the same restrictions. You have the same phobias. You have the same mindset that those have been picked as the general population that keep the propaganda, keep the narrative going. In normal setting, a guy don't live to destroy a woman. A guy live to embrace and carry on the actual ability that cares. Live in a deeper moment of growth. And once you get to the level of growth that truly means to be organic, what someone tell you is moral destruction, because that is the propaganda. They live in what? Domination infrastructure. Don't ever tell a woman what to do. You're destroying her by saying, see, truly, truly in the essence of a true woman that knows what you're saying have a truth element and a true desire to be filled in a moment where ancestors and the people that truly know person and where this opportunity lies. What happens in this cross-contamination, figure out it's so much space in allowing people to be free, like a fruit, right? Let a fruit tree just become, oh, you don't, you grow greatness, right? And it become unmanaged and giving the cross-contamination space to say what it's saying. It gets to the point of being so free that you see a lot of land is being compromised, right? You have a lot of things to compromise when you give the infrastructure. That's where the growth in the life, you can see how that becomes a part of changing. But if it's just infrastructure, cross contamination, and that is just where following, you're going to see the growth of organic in life is going to be compromised. And in feces, you need the growth of the truth and life element. You're not wrong. It's wrong to not live. Like, it's a part of you when you feel like, you feel like you know what you know, and you're talking to someone that's been in a system that know limited resources, limited ideas, limited frame of reference to seeing change, seeing the world of fueling your plasma inside of your blood with another harvest of a level that brings your life. Think about the level of if you had the most purified, most healthiest water that ever, how you think that your body would be? Of that plasma, it was the most healthiest that you ever have, and you had the most healthiest experience with the opposite. You don't have to say things. It will be already truly connected. It's there where we are disconnected. We disconnect because we allow the infrastructure of the breeding of this cross-contamination to infrastructure things that we know is not true. Is this comedian organic okay?
This is DJ Butterfly Faces. You can listen to Kakuna from the microphone here. Please. Look us up. We're on the web. You can hear all our stuff on Blog Talk Radio. Look up the cause, Cocooning from the Microphone. This charity world event to help and save the world. Final thing I got to say, really, it was cold in Boston. Think about all the people who basically are homeless in a place where it snows.
Feces. We got it. We got to wrap the show up. We're going to move on.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you. Check us out on the lib and check out Maya Harrison, too. Boy, she got something going on. She's been doing almost as much traveling as we have. Thank you all. Thank you. And good night.
Oh, I think that's not actually possible, but yes, take care. Happy New Year to you, Maya.
I think we're off the air now. Good night.